Box A, Lecture 6 Goals. Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 6. In this lecture, we are going to study strings more thoroughly than we did in the previous chapters. In addition, we are going to introduce some miscellaneous topics that wouldn't require a full chapter on their own. So recall that a string is an ordered set of characters, which is commonly used to form words and sentences. So far, we have been using the standard library type, standard string, to represent strings. But we may ask, how does standard string work internally? The first theme of this lecture is to address that question and to discover how strings can be described using only built-in C++ types. The second theme of this lecture is to survey the additional functionality standard string provides via its class method interface. Finally, this lecture closes by discussing some miscellaneous C++ keywords and constructs. So more specifically, in this lecture we will talk about strings, the this pointer, friends classes, the static keyword, namespaces, and enumerated types. Box B, null terminating strings. We know that a char variable can represent a character, and we know a string is a set of characters. So it follows that we can represent a string with an array of chars. This is how C++ supports strings natively. We call a string represented as an array of chars a C-string. Because we are dealing with char arrays, we typically will want to keep a variable around that tells us the size of the array. However, this can be cumbersome. So instead of maintaining the char array size, we will mark the end of a char string with a special character called the null character. By adding a null character at the end, we can determine when the C-string ends, and the ability to figure out when a string ends is important when navigating the elements of the string. For example, we can loop through each character in the string one by one, and the loop stops when we reach the null character. Box C, string literals. C++ treats string literals, such as hello world, as constant char arrays. The const keyword indicates that the string is a literal, and you cannot change a literal. Because all string literals are specified in the program, C++ can know about every literal string the program uses at compile time. Consequently, all string literals are allocated in a special global segment of memory when the program starts. The important property about the memory for string literals is that it exists for the life of the program. Because string literals are stored in char arrays, we can get pointers to the first element as shown in the box. However, it is important not to modify any elements, since the data is constant. Box D, escape characters. In addition to characters you are already familiar with, there exist some special characters, called escape characters. An escape character is symbolized with a backslash, followed by a regular character. The box outlines some common escape characters. Interestingly, because the backslash is used to denote an escape character, you may wonder how you would actually express the backslash character in a string. C++ solves this by making the backslash character an escape character itself, that is, a backslash followed by a backslash. Similarly, because the single and double quotation marks are used to denote a character literal and string literal, respectively, you may wonder how you would actually express the characters, single quote and double quote, in a string. C++ solves this by making the quotation mark characters escape characters.